people who are in biblical studies today, they use the New International Version, the English Standard Version, the New American Standard Bible, for their own personal reading. And they do so because they want to understand. Now, I'd like to say, you know, all of this talk, this entire book, I don't want to let the message get across somehow that tons of people out there reading their King James Bibles are totally missing it. No, actually, I grew up reading Romans in the King James Version. And when I switched to more contemporary translations around age 18, 19, 20, I didn't have a massive revelation and a massive shift in my understanding of the letter that Paul wrote. I just got the magnification turned up a little bit in a bunch of different little places. Like Shakespeare, like anything that is demanding, it does take time. And I'm not trying to make it easier than God made it, if that makes sense. It's always going to be difficult. Actually, Peter, the Apostle Peter that we know, you know, one of the disciples of Jesus, said in his own letter to Christians that some of the things Paul wrote are hard to understand. And translation should not eliminate that difficulty. It just shouldn't add unnecessary difficulties through the process of language change or what have you. One of the best examples of false friends in the King James comes out of my own experience as a Bible textbook author. I was studying this passage, Elijah on Mount Carmel, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" And I was reading another translation because my textbooks would go out to schools that serve, that use multiple different English Bible translations, and I had to check to make sure I wasn't missing something. And sure enough, one of the other standard translations says, "How long will you go limping between two opinions?" And I thought, halt and limp are very different. What in the world is going on here? So I checked the Hebrew, and the Hebrew was very clearly the word limp. And suddenly it hit me, the King James translators in 1611 did nothing wrong. The word halt, we tend to think, means stop, traffic ground to a halt. Or we think we're clever because, yeah, halt, who goes there, is what people said back then, right? You know, outside of castles like everybody lived in the 1611. So, but I realize in the New Testament, the King James has Jesus healing the halt and the blind, which might be part of the euphemism treadmill there, that he was healing the lame, the limping, right? I prove I read your stuff. And I realized that's exactly what the King James translators meant. And I've now checked with about 50 people that I know, almost all of whom grew up on the King James, many of whom are highly educated in it, have their PhDs in it like me, and all but two got it wrong in just the way I predicted and just the way I got it wrong for 25 years before I realized. One of them was a Hebrew scholar, and one of them just got lucky. But everybody thinks halt means stop, but it's a false friend. They read right past it. They don't think to look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary. Why would you need to? Because the stop sense makes perfect sense within that context. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate this opportunity, John. Okay, well, my compliments are heartfelt, and I'll keep listening. When will this come out? Great. Okay. Great. I'll be one of the first to listen. You too. Bye-bye.